NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast, Friday morning, February 20th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Gladstone Commercial Corp., NASDAQ GS, Good 2025 Q4. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Gladstone Commercial Corp. in the fourth quarter of 2025. The company maintained its disciplined portfolio management approach, ending with 151 properties across 27 states. They executed a capital recycling strategy, selling non-core properties and acquiring 19 fully occupied properties. The company generated quarterly revenue of $43,500,000 and expanded its credit facility for increased flexibility and liquidity. For more information, visit their website.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Armor Residential REIT Inc. 2025 Q4, reporting interest income, net income, and diluted EPS of $236,500,000, $208,700,000, and $1.86, respectively. The company saw a 55.1% year-over-year increase driven by growth in interest income on assets and decreased interest costs. With a strong performance and a challenging macro environment, sustainability is expected.
Local nonprofit community investment organization Welsum's new esteemed board member. Local nonprofit community investment organization CAHEC has welcomed Corrine Sheridan to its board of directors, effective January 1, 2026. With over 40 years of experience in affordable housing finance, Sheridan's expertise will bolster CAHEC's mission of building stronger communities through affordable housing and supportive services. Her extensive background and commitment to the sector will provide valuable insight for the organization's future endeavors.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.